In the lobby of Search's community health building, Doug Osborne leads me over to a red and black blanket hanging on the wall.
So this blanket right here, at the end of the courses, they graduate people, maybe 10, 12 people at the end of this 40-day program. They do a really great job of honoring people, and they do a cradling ceremony, and sometimes they are wrapped in the blanket, so they really know how to send people off. And today it's about how well we can send them off.
Osborne's job at Search includes running the employee recognition program, and today he's planning a farewell luncheon for the 23 people who work at Bill Brady Healing Center.
These guys were superstars. I mean, they're really good, they're passionate, ethical, dedicated. They worked hard and did a good job. So it's a very sad day at Search to see these guys go.
We are walking down a street on the Search campus.
So their treatment house is over here, and then this is the offices.
Okay.
And so we'll just go and see who's here.
Inside is George House. The bookshelves in his office are almost bare, as is his desk.
Actually, I've been working at Bill Brady for 10 years now. I started out as a temporary night awake to earn a couple of bucks and liked what I saw.
As a night awake, it was his job to make sure residents were safe at night, that things were turned off, and that everyone was where they were supposed to be.
You know, go through, make sure everything's turned off, everything's safe. You count noses or toeses. And
now he's the evening shift leader, a job that began as simply a way to make some money, turned into a calling.
What I saw here was a lot of caring people helping others find their way. What made Bill Brady click so well is mutual respect for each other among staff and among the clients that came through, because it didn't matter what your background was. They took you at face value and let you shine, you know.
Lots of the now former employees at Bill Brady have stories just like that.
Hey, Charlie, I got you on speakerphone. The
gentleman House calls Charlie Bean on the phone, a longtime employee whose friends call him Carlos, and we find out where he is and head back down the street to the healing house.
Carlos?
Hey.
Okay.
Bean is in the basement, where he used to lead clients through art projects. He jokes about the uniquely Alaskan experience of using fish boxes to pack up your office.
No, we've given away a lot of stuff, drums and miscellaneous.
Yeah.
Odds and ends, and a lot of it's going to go to Ravensway next door and kind of continue on. But
Bean started working at Search in 2001 and at Bill Brady in 2005. He says he's definitely had disagreements with the institution. For example, he laments rules and regulations that he says distract from the day-to-day hands-on work he does with clients, and he mentions spending increasing amounts of time doing paperwork. But he also says this is one of the best jobs he's ever had, and this team is close.
I've never experienced anything like it. I mean, I've had close friendships and stuff, but not a group of people like this that, you know, you come in and you jump on shift and somebody's going out the door and you know you've got their back and they know you've got their back, and it's just this, I want to say, seamless kind of flow that goes on between the people. So that's been special.
Bean says he has possibilities for work in Anchorage and New Mexico.
And I'm always going to interact with clients. It's just part of my life now. It doesn't matter where it's at. I have, you know, my life has turned into service. So wherever I go, I'll be doing service of some kind.
Of the three employees I spoke with, Roberta Kitka has the longest tenure. She started here as an intern in 1998.
I wanted to help people because I'm in recovery myself and stuck my toe in the door doing my internship.
Eventually, she put in for a full-time job.
Showed up for an interview and said, I'm here to put my Clinkit 2 cents in.
Most recently, she's been in a supervisory role. Kitka says she likes watching the transformation in clients between their first day and the time they graduate.
We more or less serve the people who are throwaway people. People that end up making something of themselves. We've had women call us up, I have my kids back. I've only got 30 credits left and I'll finish my college degree. Things like that. And they're not throwaway people. And that's the way we look at it.
Now that Kitka is done working at Bill Brady, she's moving to Anchorage. Her daughter is up there, and so is Dina Akoi, a treatment center for women and children where Kitka did her first internship.
And the two ladies I did it with, worked with, are still there. So I'm going to pop my head in and say, hi, I'm back.
Back in the community health building, tables and chairs have been set up for the farewell lunch. Comment cards for people to leave memories are laid out at each place. And Doug Osborne is standing behind a lectern going over his remarks. Next to him, a big board with the names of every employee. 23 names.
So we're making this night nice, but there's no way around it. This is a really sad day. This is a day of loss.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.